When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Earlier, we put up a Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Has your opinion of the Commanders changed after the Steelers game? 3 choices. Either more optimistic, unchanged, or feel worse about the team. So you can vote at Junks Radio. What do you think's winning?
Unchanged.
Unchanged.
Yeah. Unchanged, 68%.
Yeah. That would be my guess.
18% more optimistic, 14% feel worse.
They'll come around.
All right, join us right now for our colleague check-ins, our pal Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on Team 980. You listen to him from 1 to 4. And Rooster, I saw you had a nice picture there with Danny Smith. You got to reconnect with your boy.
Yeah. It was great to see Danny. I haven't seen him in 8 years. I mean, we keep in touch, obviously, throughout the years, but because they haven't been here, and the last time they played the Steelers, it was that weird Monday afternoon COVID.
Oh, yeah.
You know, crazy thing. So I didn't get to see him then, and got to see Darrell Young, if you guys remember him as well.
I do remember him.
Yep. Old DY, he's like the director of player development for the Steelers. So it was great to catch up with those guys. But, you know, Jason and you guys know, excuse me, just took a swig of coffee before you guys got to me.
You all right?
Went down the wrong
easy
pipe.
Easy there, but, Rooster. Yeah. You guys
know as bad as this awful organization was for 25 plus years, there have been some good-ass people that have rolled through here and, of course, have left and gone on to greener pastures. So I always try and say hello and keep in touch and, you know, all that good stuff.
Interesting day for him, man, with the fake punt.
He was getting a lot of airtime there in the first quarter. I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, it worked, obviously. The guy was wide open. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but I immediately was like, as soon as he dropped it, I didn't think about it before the game. James Pierre was here until late August. The kid that dropped the pass that was wide open and it would have worked was here for 6+ months, and he got cut at the end of August and then went back to the Steelers.
Maybe he got cut because he's got bad hands.
Yeah,
maybe that's part of it.
He's been in the league for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I looked him up afterwards. Yeah, yeah, perhaps old Danny shouldn't be asking a cornerback to you know what? A fake pass.
They're probably taking that play out of the playbook.
Oh, I would think so.
Shouldn't. I mean,
he was wide open. No one was covering him.
A million times out of a million.
Did they just call that at the line or because no one was guarding him?
I have to imagine that was just something they saw on film. Now you know how these coaches work. I mean, of course, Danny didn't tell me that they were going to run that, so I don't know the answer, and I didn't talk to him. I mean, I talked to him via text after the game, but I didn't, like, ask him specifically about that. But, you know, these guys cook up at least one special teams trick play per game almost every week, if not every week. I'm trying to think, like, Ben Kotwika, now with the Broncos, who was here for a bunch of years under Jay, like he would tell me that, and I just saw him last week too. You know, like they cook this stuff up, and it's just a matter of whether they feel. Now, the crazy part was how deep in their own territory they were. I would never run that. I mean, you've got to have like onions the size of grapefruits and then some to run that as deep as they were in their territory on 4th and 15. Mm-hmm. I mean, that wasn't 4th and 1, guys. That was 4th and 15.
No, that
and
is,
it backfired.
I know. That is ballsy.
Yeah.
But when you got when your guy is out there all alone on an island, you gotta throw it to him.
I know. I know. But you gotta run it, Jason.
Yeah.
To you know, you gotta make that decision to run it in that spot on 4th and 15. That was the crazy part.
Right.
I mean, Danny's probably ingested so much bubble gum it's gotten to his head and it almost worked, you know?
All right, so what was your overall take from the game? A lot of missed opportunities. Yeah. I know as a fan, I'm not too despondent about it. It sucks to lose, but, you know, we're right in there, play kind of a mediocre-ish game, and still we're right there.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned at how many mistakes, of course, that they made yesterday. And I've been feeling that, like, okay, they've been making more and more mistakes without necessarily turning the ball over, where it was going to come back to haunt them against a better team. You know, and no disrespect to the Giants and the Bears and the Carolina Panthers. Those aren't good teams, right? So it finally caught up to them, and it didn't necessarily catch up to them in terms of like Jaden throwing a bunch of picks, but Jaden wasn't sharp yesterday. But the one big turnover, Olamide Zaccheaus, I mean, I've been saying this for weeks, guys. Like, he's had a major problem here. Like, not only the two fumbles yesterday, which everybody now knows, but he had a fumble on a return against Chicago 2 weeks ago, and he butchered a punt that led to a wild scramble and was downed ultimately at the 1 yard line against Carolina. He's had 4 botched punts in the last 3 games. You know, to me, against good teams, that's going to catch up. And that, of course, led to a quick Pittsburgh touchdown. So while everybody's blaming the defense, and I understand the defense did not play well enough, I totally understand we can pick that apart. They contributed penalties, St. Juice, all of that. I got it. While everybody's killing the defense, you know, it was really offense. And then, of course, the special teams, especially the lost punt on Zaccheaus, where it completely changed around the game, momentum, all of that stuff, and yet still they could have, maybe should have won.
Brewster, who would be the next man up if they decided to go away from Oz for Thursday night? I know that's a radical change that with this little time between games, but who would it be?
You know, I think I'm trying to remember who did it during training camp in the preseason.
I thought McCaffrey was returning punts.
McCaffrey is one of them. Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. I don't know if I'd
think one of the D-backs, but I would have to double check that to remember who did it during training camp.
What's Crowder's injury?
He's on IR still. I think he's got a hamstring or whatever he's got. I lose track of these guys once they're on IR.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to go there because they could have gone there yesterday and they chose not to. Now, the one thing that changed was he didn't catch any, right? Like they all just kind of, whether it was by design or by order, whatever, it just, he didn't catch any more after that. Noah Igbinoghene might be the name that I'm thinking about. I want to double down on that, but Noah Igbinoghene might be the guy that I'm thinking about that did it during the preseason and also in training camp.
Hmm.
And Crowder, obviously, but he's on.
He's hurt.
Yeah.
What did you make of Jaden's performance overall?
I didn't think he was super sharp by any stretch from the very start. I mean, he missed Olamide Zaccheaus on third down on the first series. Mm-hmm. You know, missed Zach Ertz once, was low and behind on him. Missed McCaffrey on a big one that they could have hit, should have hit. You know, again, some of that is because of some pressure, some moderate pressure. But I didn't think I didn't think he was under siege all game.
No.
It's the offense in general. I broke it down like series by series, guys. And first of all, they came in with 12 three and outs, which was the third best in the NFL. They had 5 three and outs yesterday, and they had a bunch of series. And, you know, again, I tallied it all up, you know, on Twitter or X or whatever the hell we're calling it these days. -2, -2, back-to-back plays of -11 on one drive, one of which was a sack, one of which was like a pass to De'Ami Brown, who ran like from Landover to, you know, Bethesda and just got tackled way behind the line of scrimmage. They had too many negative plays. They couldn't run. They didn't run. Although it's weird, right? They had three rushing touchdowns, but they were all of the short yardage variety. They only ran for 60 yards total. They only tried 21 times, and not all of those are calls. So it was just a weird thing. No B-Rob, obviously. I don't know. Everything felt disjointed to me from the get-go, and there was one... You know, there was the penalty aided long drive before halftime. That was a good drive, but again, heavily penalty, if I could speak, penalty aided by Joey Porter Jr. And then there was the one good drive out of the chute in the half where Pittsburgh had not given up any points, guys, in the third quarter at all in any game this year. And they came out and they carved them up. A couple of slants to Terry, 54 and 17, and then finished it off. You know, to me, like, that was impressive. That's what you're looking for. That's what this offense has become known for. But a lot of people were arguing with me when I said, this game was really more about offensive efficiency. Well, they scored 27 points. Yeah, they scored 27 points. They got a gift seven off the fake punt, and then they got, I don't want to say gift seven, but heavily aided by the penalties again right before the half. So really, when we think about it, it was like a mediocre offensive performance at best by Jaden and everyone.
What was I understand that Johnny Newton was crying in the locker room, felt bad for the kid. Can you describe that scene?
Yeah, so I didn't see him cry. I mean, maybe I missed it, but I went, Sam Fortier and I went right up to him as soon as he was ready to talk. So, and he was, you know, very humble, very accepting of, you know, blame, and he should have been. It was obviously not a smart move. He was way too aggressive. I asked him if they did anything, and he kind of alluded to stuff that they had been doing all game with some of their dummy calls and whatnot. But what was interesting was Jaden, just as he was talking about, like, the brotherhood in the locker room and how guys had supported him and nobody was killing him and crushing him and blaming him, Jaden Daniels, like, makes a beeline towards the shower, and as he's doing that, he comes right up, and I don't think there's any way he could have heard Johnny Newton saying this, but just as Johnny was saying, man, it's a brotherhood, everybody's got my back, Jaden Daniels comes up and gives him a high five, and they have, like, a quick exchange on the way, on Jaden's way to the shower, which I thought, you know, A, that's the right thing to do for a teammate, number one, B, that's the quarterback, you know, and that means a little something. So I did ask Jaden about that, and, you know, he didn't want to get into, you know, all of it, but he clearly believes, as they all do. I mean, it's crazy. Like, all the teams that I've covered, all the years that I've covered, even semi-good teams, I don't ever remember this brotherhood thing, this fraternity thing, this belief in one another thing. I mean, guys, I don't think it's, like, semantics. I don't think it's BS. I think it's real, and I think they freaking love each other, and that's the way they can bounce back here on a quick week with a bunch of injuries.
What worries you about this Eagles game on Thursday?
Everything. JP, did you see Jalen Hurts yesterday? He got blitzed off the edge, and the dude had him wrapped up, and he broke away, and he fired a touchdown to Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
You know, like, that play symbolizes everything that I think they're going to struggle with on Sunday, because they are an over-aggressive defense, meaning Washington at times. And if you don't wrap up, if you don't line up, and this dude had a perfect angle at Jalen Hurts, and Hurts still broke away from his arm around his waist and fired a touchdown, and then obviously had a couple of rushing touchdowns, which we know he's really good in the red zone. So, and then, oh, by the way, there's Saquon Barkley, and oh, by the way, if Marshon Lattimore doesn't play, which we don't know at this point, right? They're not going to have a full practice. They only have one, like, real semi-practice tomorrow afternoon. You know, so we don't know if Marshon Lattimore is going to play. If they have to deal with all of that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
And no Marshawn Lattimore and no B-Rob, which is a possibility. And who knows what else? I mean, Wiley's really banged up so much that he couldn't even play, even though he was active. I don't know how you win that game, but I can't say I give them no chance, but clearly they're going to be compromised dealing with Philadelphia as hot as they are.
But the good thing is the 2 weeks after that, they got home games against two bad teams.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Dallas and Tennessee back-to-back.
So even if they lose Thursday and they're a game back of Philly in the division because of head-to-head, they can, you know, they can still get to 9 wins. They'll be 9-4, and you still play
that
Philly
again. That
would
be amazing.
Assuming that you win those two games.
If they don't win those games, something's wrong.
Well, the way I approached it, I don't know how you guys approached it, was before yesterday. I said, you know, even if you lose these two games in 5 days against, you know, the Keystone State, you're 7-4. Like, anybody would have signed up for that, right?
Of course.
Now, the key thing is managing the major injuries, right? Yeah. As long as you don't come out of this Philadelphia game with some catastrophic injuries as opposed to guys just kind of banged up and limping through, I think you're going to be okay. If there's catastrophic injuries, we don't have to get like into the details, you know, then you're obviously in more trouble than just 7-4. So we'll figure that out after Thursday. I mean, listen, I wouldn't count them out by any stretch. You know, but they're going to have to run the ball more, better, what have you, to remove some pressure from Jaden. And also, you know, again, I mean, like Trent Scott did a decent job against TJ Watt yesterday, but he had some pressures late. And, you know, you worry about now Jaden under siege a little bit and how that affected maybe his timing, his rhythm, his accuracy, all that. Cause I didn't think he was really any of that yesterday, even though he didn't get lit up like a Christmas tree, like a lot of us thought.
How about Alex Highsmith? Rolling his ankle.
That looked bad.
Talk about
that was right in front of us.
I watched it once. Don't ever want to see it again.
I know. Gross.
Rooster, we got to run.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Have a great show. 1-4. You can listen to the Chris Russell Show on Team 980. We'll be back with more here on a Misery Monday. Brought to you by Geneva Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.